Hi listeners, we are still continue on in bringing the body of Christ into the maturity of Christ, into the fullness of Christ, and to grow up into Christ to fulfill their destiny in Christ in these end times. God is preparing the body of Christ for a great ingathering of souls around the world. And God is at work to build up the body of Christ, to strengthen so that each member can be a minister of His love, His compassion, His power, His authority, His peace, His joy to this world. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are His ambassadors to reconcile the world to God. That's our assignment on earth. And in order for us to do our assignment, we need to be prepared and equipped and built up and mature in our walk with the Lord, in our giftings and our callings, so we can fulfill everything that He has planned us and prepare us to do in these end times. He has already pre-planned all this for each one of us. Your calling has been pre-planned even before you were born. Your destiny has been pre-planned before you got saved. So all we have to do is to allow the Holy Spirit to bring us into that maturity, the calling, and then to fulfill our destiny on earth. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. That's the reason God has given the Holy Spirit to live in each one of us. This is not something we do in our own strength or in our own ability or in our own wisdom. We can't. But the Holy Spirit in us can. That's the reason He's in us. So as we come and fellowship with the Lord through the Word and with the Holy Spirit, the Word cleanses us. The Word builds us up. The Word encourages us. The Word releases the revelation into our hearts in the areas that we need a revelation so we can be built up and equipped. And the Holy Spirit does the work as we put that Word inside of us. As we feed on the Word, the Holy Spirit does His work. He releases His giftings into our lives, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And He shows us and leads us how to use those gifts. So little by little, each person in the body of Christ is beginning to fulfill their destiny, their calling. And God is in the move of moving the body of Christ into its end time destiny. We are living in the end times, and God is moving the body of Christ into that end time destiny that He has pre-planned for each one of us. We are a body. Each member of this body has a part to play in these end times. You may say, well, I do not know what God wants me to do, and you may feel like you do not have the ability or the knowledge or the strength or whatever you need to get it done. But you don't have to be concerned about that, because God has already equipped you and He has already given you the grace. He has already given you the power of the Holy Spirit. He has already given you the gifts. He had done everything. All He's asking you is to trust Him, have faith in Him, and grow up into Him, and let Him lead you by His Holy Spirit. That's the reason you have His Holy Spirit living inside of you. Depend on the Holy Spirit and the grace that the Holy Spirit gives to you each day to fulfill every assignment. He is the Spirit of grace, so He will help you in those areas that you feel that you are limited or you feel inadequate. You feel that you cannot accomplish the goals that He has put in your heart. Well, He's not asking you to do in your own strength or in your own ability or in your own knowledge. He's asking you to depend on the Holy Spirit and the grace and the power and the wisdom that He alone can release into your heart to get the job done. Holy Spirit knows exactly how to get the job done. You don't have to ever concern yourself when God tells you to do something. You never have to concern yourself, God, how am I going to do this? You don't ever have to come to that place. You say, God, this is what you have put in my heart to accomplish, In that case, you have already given me the power of the Holy Spirit to accomplish, that you have given me the gifting that I need to accomplish this and the wisdom I need. So I'm depending on the Holy Spirit and your grace to accomplish this. And you just have faith, and you just walk by faith and not by sight. And you keep accomplishing everything that God has for you to accomplish. Step by step, He will take you. And He will take you into new heights. You begin to sow, and you begin to walk in a freedom and a boldness that you never had before. And you will come into these realms of such amazing freedom in Christ. And it gives you the ability to receive from God everything He has for you, so you can accomplish your calling, so you can pour into others, so you can minister to others. His grace, His mercy, His compassion, His power, His deliverance, His healing, whatever that He calls you to minister. Because we are ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every believer is a minister. And God wants the body of Christ, each member of the body of Christ, to come into such freedom in Christ, so that we can accomplish everything that God has pre-planned us to accomplish. Jesus walked in freedom, and He wants us to walk in that same freedom that He has come to purchase for us. That freedom was purchased on the cross for us. So each believer needs to step into that realm and begin to receive that freedom in every area of our life, spirit, soul, body, and mind, and in the emotions. And as you begin to get hold of the freedom and begin to walk and understand the freedom and have revelation of that freedom, you are going to rise up into your calling. God is raising up mighty warriors in His kingdom. For you to be a mighty warrior in the spirit realm, you have to be free, first and foremost. You have to be free. Once you receive that freedom, you will begin to enter those realms very easily and walk and operate in those realms easily, effortlessly. Things that God has called you to do come to you effortlessly. He will give you the favor. He will give you everything that you need to accomplish your task. And you will do it with such joy. You will do it with such freedom and joy, and others will see that and they will want that for themselves. You are not laboring to get it done. You are not laboring to do God's work. You are just riding along with the Holy Spirit, and He's doing the work through you, and you are just going for the ride. And you have this joy and this peace and this amazing fulfillment in your being that you want to soar even higher. And God's keep carrying you high and high and higher. It's an awesome place to be. Now, many of the body of Christ, they have not experienced and come into these realms yet, but God is getting ready to bring them to those realms, because this is the time for the church to rise up, to take its place, the rightful place, to be seated next to Jesus in the heavenly realms, to operate in His love, operate in His power and His authority, setting captives free throughout the earth, and demolishing enemy fortresses, and displaying the glorious presence of our mighty God, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Through that, we are going to bring Him awesome glory and honor throughout the earth. He's going to be known and worshipped as the one and only true God who came to set mankind free. Church has a great future. The body of Christ, the bride of Christ, has a great future. And God is encouraging and drawing His body, His church, to Himself in these end times. He's releasing a revelation of His love into the hearts of His children. And they're going to understand the depth of His love, the greatness of His love. And it is going to transform them into those mature believers that can fulfill His plans on this earth. God loves His church. God loves His children. God loves His bride. He has amazing things prepared for the body of Christ in the coming days. As I go into this message, I want to read a prophecy the Lord has released to the body of Christ, and I want you to listen carefully to what the Lord is saying to His body, His church, His bride. I speak to my beloved children, my church, my beloved bride, to know the depth of my love for you. My children need to know and understand the depth of my love so I can heal and deliver and set them free from every force of darkness that has kept them from walking in the true freedom that I have come to give. In my eternal love, I gave myself for you so you can be free in every area of your life, to enjoy my peace and joy and rise into new heights of my spirit. There are many realms of glory my church has yet to enter, so I'm calling my beloved bride to a place of deeper understanding of my eternal love for her. Once you come to this realm of knowing and walking in my intense love for you, you will begin to soar like the eagles, and nothing can slow you down or deter you from fulfilling your calling and finishing your race in great victory. Once my bride understands that nothing can separate her from my everlasting, unfailing love, she will be bold and strong and courageous to overcome every obstacle, every challenge, and rise into her full maturity and accomplish great things on earth for my glory. My glory will be seen and demonstrated to this world through my beloved church, so this world will know me as the true living God who controls the very creation and destiny of man. My love has the power to dispel every act of evil and bring my glorious light into every situation. So I invite my children to come with open hearts to receive a deep revelation of my love so they can be propelled into their calling of carrying my love to others. Great joy and peace will fill every place you sow my love and see a great harvest of souls coming into my kingdom to receive the freedom I came to give. I love my church, my bride, with an everlasting love. You are the delight of my heart, whom I have purchased with my own blood to spend eternity with me in oneness and enjoy all that I have prepared for you. So come closer with pure and open hearts to receive the revelation, the depth of my love, so you can be transformed to all that I have intended you to be and be a vessel of glory in these end times. Amen. As the Lord has spoken, He's getting ready to release a deeper understanding of His love for the body of Christ. Body of Christ understands to a certain degree God's love, but it is not to the degree that God wants and desires. So He is going to release the revelation of the depth of His love. As we come to Him with open hearts and pure hearts, we will begin to receive the revelation, how much God loves us. This is what is going to bring us into that realm of becoming strong and mature to fulfill our destiny in Christ. The body of Christ is going to understand what Jesus meant when Jesus said, God so loved the world He gave. God so loved the world. The emphasis is on so loved the world. So loved the world. He didn't say God loved the world He gave. He said God so loved the world. How much is that so? What is the depth of that so? What is the length, the heights, and the width of that so love that He's talking about? This is what He wants to bring the body of Christ into. Not a superficial knowledge of God loves us. No. It's the very depth, the length, the height, and the width of His love. When Jesus said, God so loved the world. That is the love that He has loved us with. And He wants the body of Christ to understand this love. And that love will dispel the fears and the limitations from the lives of the believers. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. Those fears that have kept the body of Christ from growing into new heights, those fears will be dispelled as God gives the revelation of His love to each of His children. It is His love that dispels fear. When the fear is dispelled, so will be the limitations. The limitations that people put on themselves is because of the fear. So when the fear is dispelled by the perfect love of God, by the revelation of the perfect love of God, as we begin to understand that deep love, the depth of His love, when Paul said, what can separate us from the love of God? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And when we come to that kind of revelation, then fear is dispelled, along with all of the limitations that people put on themselves from fulfilling their calling in Christ. The love of God will dispel erroneous teachings, man-made teachings that has been sown into the believers. And as they have a revelation of the love of God, it will dispel an erroneous teaching that may have kept them limited. If they have been taught that they no longer can operate in the power of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, understanding the love of God will dispel anything that will limit the child of God from fulfilling their destiny in Christ. That's the reason God is inviting the body of Christ to come closer, to draw near, and to seek Him even more. Seek Him more than you have ever sought Him. The time is short, and we have to make use of every day that we have on this earth. So God is asking the body of Christ to put aside the distractions of this world and come to Him. It will take discipline. It will take perseverance to pursue God, to come to Him, to fellowship with Him, to spend time with Him. And as you do, you will be brought into the realm of understanding the deep love of God. The more you get to know His love, the more you want to know His love. The more you will pursue Him to know His love even more. And you will be brought into such oneness with the Lord. He's our bridegroom and we are the bride. So He's going to bring us into that oneness, that relationship with the bridegroom and the bride. And the bride is going to rise up into a most glorious, most beautiful place that He has so planned for the body of Christ, the glorious church, without spot or wrinkle, walking in His love, His power, His authority, and the giftings and calling. And wherever they find themselves on this earth, they are going to display the glory of the living Christ. They are going to live for His glory. Their desire will be to live for Christ with total abandonment and pursue Him with such a zeal and a desire. All the things of the world, the interests of the things of the world will disappear from their lives. Their focus will be fully on the Lord Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, and the bride will pursue the bridegroom with such intense love as they begin to understand His intense love for her. He's going to give that revelation of His intense love for the bride. And as the bride understands it, she's going to pursue Him with that same intensity. And we are going to be brought into that oneness. And He's going to accomplish His great plans through us, throughout the earth. The glory of the Lord is going to rise upon the church. And the world is going to see a clear demonstration of who this living God is. The God that who loved them so much, that came and died for their sins to set them free. They will see and they will come to know this love. Wherever this love is sown, it will dispel hatred. It will dispel evil. It will dispel darkness, bringing the true light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. The light of life, Jesus Christ, will be revealed through each believer. As God raises them up into their maturity in Christ, as they begin to understand the depth, the length, the heights, and the width of His love. And the body of Christ will accomplish awesome and great and mighty things throughout this earth to demonstrate His glorious presence through the believers on this earth. Amen.